I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC ACRA studio with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Eric Larson reports for Bloomberg that New York Attorney General Letitia James' chief of staff, Ibrahim Khan, has resigned after being investigated for workplace misconduct. A law firm was hired to conduct an independent probe into Khan's behavior after an allegation of sexual harassment surfaced in October. The investigation involved, quote, a few, unquote, women, none of whom are current employees, said an anonymous source. In a statement, Khan, one of James's most trusted advisors, said the law firm's probe cleared him of official workplace misconduct and that his resignation had nothing to do with the allegation. Quote, after a successful four-year term, I've been slated to leave the office for the private sector at the end of the year, unquote, he said. Quote, this is unrelated to an investigation which nevertheless found no official workplace misconduct, unquote. James, a Democrat, was reelected to a second term last month. James's office said in a statement, quote, the office takes these matters with the utmost seriousness, and this situation is no different. An independent, impartial investigation was conducted, and the employee has since resigned, unquote. Khan, 38, worked on Hillary Clinton's 2007 presidential campaign before becoming a political consultant. He became James's chief of staff when she was in the New York City public advocate and served as campaign manager when she ran for attorney general. Read more about this story at Bloomberg.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Pleasant Valley's holiday parade this year was not so pleasant, as it was marred by vulgarity. The Snow Fountain Supply business included a tractor trailer in the parade with a large flag that said, F, and I'm leaving out three letters, Biden. As it passed hundreds of children and their families in the Dutchess County town, quote, it is a disgrace that an event for children is marred and diminished into the political sewer, unquote, Pleasant Valley Town Supervisor John Delvecchio said. Quote, the person who had that sign on the back of their truck should be banned from any involvement in any future events in Pleasant Valley, unquote. Delvecchio did not help organize the event, but thinks that next year someone different should be at the helm. Quote, the organizers of the event need to be stripped of the responsibility of this event, unquote, he said, adding, quote, this lack of attention to detail is irresponsible and is clearly a setup to kick off the onset of the upcoming political season, unquote. Read more about the story at MidHudsonNews.com. Arvind Dilawar reports for the Times Union that the Storm King Arts Center is refusing to voluntarily recognize their newly formed labor union. Quote, my co-workers and I love working in such a beautiful setting and being able to provide our visitors with different perspectives on the art, unquote, said Marcus Villaranga, a visitor services attendant at Storm King and member of the Storm King Art Center Workers Union. Quote, having a union at Storm King would bring stability and help with worker retention, both of which would create an even better experience for our visitors, unquote. The Sculpture Park, based in Orange County, is starting a $45 million update of its campus. Quote, the workers love Storm King, unquote, said Jessica Ladley, a communications specialist at Civil Service Employees Association Local 1000, with whom the SKAC Workers Union is organizing. But, quote, but love doesn't pay the bills, so they still need equitable wages and benefits, and no unionizing is the best way to get there, unquote. Storm King officials dispute the union's claim. Quote, Storm King is not refusing to recognize the union, unquote, said May Manzoor, a spokesperson for the museum, quote, but is rather putting this important matter to vote for all eligible staff, unquote. The union got some Columbia County help as Zach Feuer, co-founder of Forge Project, an indigenous cultural organization in Taconic, and former director of Art Oh My, a sculpture park in Ghent, sent a letter to Roberta Denning, chair of Storm King's Board of Trustees, urging voluntary recognition of the SKAC Workers Union. Quote, I implore you to stop wasting resources on anti-union activity and meaningfully act on your stated values by voluntarily recognizing your staff's union, unquote, Feuer wrote. The unionization efforts come as other arts workers also want union representation. Quote, we started seeing art museums across the country organizing, unquote, said Villaranga, quote, and realized that we could make that happen here too, unquote. Read the full story in the Times Union and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.